This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The manager of Dougal Howard, who is now a Saint, joins us, David Trotter from Hemisphere Management. Thanks for your time, Dave.
No worries, Kane. Terry, how are you going?
You're relieved to get deal done?
Yeah, it's nice not to have to do it at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So, Dougal is really happy, and look, Port and Saints are really great over the last week working through it, and it's good to have it done.
I guess a significant investment from St Kilda. You can confirm that it's a five-year deal to Dougal Howard from the Saints?
Yeah, it is. Look, Dougal had 3 years to go on his contract at Port, so they've just extended that out a little bit. You know, Dougal's 23, so I think they see him there for hopefully a lot longer than the 5 years, and he's pretty excited.
We're trying to work out what's gone on at Port Adelaide with Dougal Howard, Dave, and hopefully you can help us with it, because he's a 23-year-old key position player, defender with so much talent. They sign him long-term until the end of 2022. They then refuse to play him in the position that he's best suited, and they tell him at the end of the year that it's forward line or nothing. Can you explain to us where this is broken down with your client and Port Adelaide?
Yeah, look, you're probably, you know, best to ask Port that. We're not privy to all the conversations that happen in the background. I think you're right. When we agreed, when Jason Cripps and I sat down and did a four-year deal, it was, you know, Dougal was playing as a key defender. I think from what we know, you know, from our limited conversations in terms of internally with the new structure, I think changing coaches, changing the way they defended, which, Kane, you might know more about that than we do, I think that meant they saw Dougs as, you know, not playing down there anymore and in a different role, which was forward, which I think, you know, St Kilda have brought him in to play that key defensive role, which I think is a need for them at the moment. So it's more, look, Dougs went through the process at the end of the year, took a little while to get his head around, but then really did see the opportunity of going to a club that he hopes a young list and nice and exciting for the future, but also to come in and play that role as a key defender.
Yeah, so they have reiterated they see him as a key defender, the Saints.
Yeah, that's predominantly what... Look, I think they think Dougs can swing forward when needed, but from all the conversations, they're bringing him in to play as that key defender.
David, how many clubs eventually did Dougal have a conversation, or did you have a conversation with before he decided to choose St Kilda as his new home?
Yeah, look, I think it was reported he had chats with Essendon and North Melbourne as well, who were great in the process. It happened pretty quickly for Dougs, so it wasn't a drawn-out thing that went over months. It was pretty quick, and Dougs had to sort of come to a decision reasonably quickly. And look, all the clubs involved were fantastic, and Dougs knows a few of the boys down there. He's got good mates in Jack Steele and Logan Austin down there, who he had a couple of chats to. So that was part of it, but I think, you know, with Rats and some of the changes the Saints have made on field, hopefully over the next day as well, but also their off-field stability and everything that they're building now. He's really excited.
Was it a difficult decision for him at all, or the back half of the year? Was that difficult? Because when you, notoriously, when you sign a reasonably long-term contract, as he had at Port Adelaide, you get your head around thinking that's going to be your spot that you're going to be for certainly a strong period of time. Was it difficult for him to get his head around that he might have had to leave and then go through that process?
Yeah, it was. It was a really difficult decision for him to come to. He, you know, I don't think he'd thought a lot about it during the season. It was more with conversations that happened at the end of the year. But for those people who know Dougs, he's a pretty loyal kid and has got some really good mates at Port. But, you know, and I think it's been, you know, talked about publicly around the exit meeting and things that happened there. But in the end, Dougs has made a decision for hopefully the betterment of his career to go and play as a key defender, hopefully at St Kilda for, you know, the next 8 to 10 years. So that's a big part of it for him as well.
Well, one part of that surely is the knowledge and the security that you know where you're going to play. I mean, most clubs that go and court somebody, and particularly if they caught them on a long-term contract like that, are very determined in, you know, where they're going to play, and that normally gives a player security.
Yeah, I think, and look, Port were really clear in terms of that's how they saw his future as a forward, moving forward, so they were clear on that. Now, I think Dougs, you know, thinks he is a better defender than forward. I think he showed he could develop the forward part of his game. But, look, he is excited about the ability to go into the Saints and play that, you know, key defender role. They've got, you know, Carlisle there as well and some other younger guys that can fill the role. So it's not just him one out. He's looking forward to working with those guys as well.
David Trotter is from Hemisphere Management. He is the manager of Dougal Howard. He's got him a five-year deal to the Saints and a deal with Port Adelaide that went down this afternoon. Hey, Dave, I'm not sure they're directly your clients, but come under the Hemisphere Management stable. Can we get an update on the situation with Dan Butler?
Yeah, look, Butters, I think there's a few things going on. I think the Saints are still working on some other pretty public ones that they need to get done. But hopefully, as things fall in the next however many hours we've got left, hopefully something can happen for Butts to make his way to the Saints as well. But we're still just waiting to hear. You know, they've obviously got the Brad Hill stuff bubbling on in the background. So hopefully once that gets done, we can hear on Butts.
And we're trying to work out how Sydney get Joe Danaher. One of your clients is Luke Parker. Have the Bombers requested Luke be involved in this trade?
No, Alex McDonald looks after Luke, but I don't think there's been many conversations around Parks. I think Sydney would be quite keen to keep their captain, so I don't think that'll be happening.
What about Tom Phillips from Collingwood?
No, Tom, look, he, I think when we were in Trade Radio last week, then Tom's name was floating around, but no, he's overseas on a pretty good golf trip playing Pebble Beach and a few of the courses over there with his family, and he's Alex had conversations with him. He's really committed to staying at Collingwood and you know, and hopefully going a step or two further next year.
Now that Matthew Nix is signed, we've still got 24 hours to go. Jackson Hatley's an interesting one. South Australian boy, you know, got a connection with Matthew. We've seen the other coaches, you know, try to draw players across that they've worked a connection with once they get their senior opportunity. Will there be any thoughts of Jackson going back home?
Not that I know of. There'd want to be some pretty quick conversations if that was to come about. I haven't had any conversation with Jacko. He loved his first year up at the Giants. He's trying to break into a pretty strong midfield up there, and I know they've got a bit of depth in that area. But, you know, from everything I know, he's, you know, having a good off-season and looking forward to going back up there and hopefully breaking into that side.
And Mason Wood is the other one. I mean, prodigious talent, probably the inconsistencies and body, I suppose, which have caused the inconsistencies most of the time. Where's Mason at with his footy?
Yeah, I think Alex mentioned last week, I think Mace will be at North next year. There was some really honest conversations had with the club about where his future sat. And I think if it's a bit of a fresh start for Mace, and that is with Reece coming in and a few changes at the club, that might be what Mace needs. And hopefully his body can let him. His real strength is his running power. So hopefully with the way Shorey's building the team there, and Mace can get his body right to allow him to have a really good pre-season and I think really show. I think he's shown glimpses of what he can do, hopefully this year is that consistent performance. You know, four quarters week in, week out. That's what everyone's hoping to see from Mace. So hopefully that's next year.
Good on you, David. You've handled yourself pretty well for your client in what must have been trying circumstances for Dougal. But in the end, you've got him a very, very good deal, and he'll be a key part of that St Kilda defence. So congratulations and thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Kane. Thanks,
David
Terry.
Trotter from Hemisphere Management with an update.